I know what you're doing this weekend after the presents have been open and the eggnog's been drunk. You're going to the movies, right? I got three recommendations for you. One is Up in the Air. Two is Avatar. And three, why am I doing the moon if you haven't seen it yet?
Even the minimum jackpot is
another reason to go.
The minimum Powerball jackpot is $20 million. For more details, go to wylottery.com.
Peter, a pleasure to talk to you. I know this is going to sound strange, but help me out here. I'm a fat, middle-aged football fan. How is it that I'm sucked into the Twilight series?
You know, it happens to the best of us. There's something in the books, man. When you start reading those books, you can't put them down. And I'll tell you a story. My brother-in-law, you know, he's a real guy's guy. And my sister said, hey, you got to go see Peter's movie. And he didn't want to go. And he didn't want to go to the point where he actually brought his iPod with him and was going to listen to his music while this movie played out. And he actually went to the movie and loved it. So, you know, it's not just for teenage girls. It's a broad spectrum. I think it hits a little bit of everything. It's got a great love story. It's got a little bit of action. It's got the whole vampire werewolf thing going. Don't feel bad, man. Don't feel bad.
Well, I thought I was a rough guy.
Embrace it.
This is your brother-in-law. He's like, I'm not going to his movie.
I know.
What are you giving him
I
for
can't
Christmas?
Even get my brother-in-law to see a movie.
It's
but
brutal.
He ended up loving it though, which is a good thing.
I think everyone has that's seen it. I mean, these things are unbelievable. When you're doing it, and I know you've gotten this question a million times, but at what point do you know, wow, we're onto something, and this is going to be bigger than we even thought?
You know, we never knew until the premiere, and people embraced the Twilight movie after the premiere. I mean, we were hoping and to make a good movie for the fans of the books, and that's all we were. That was our main objective. We knew there was a fan base of these books. It wasn't as big as it is now, but it was a good-sized fan base. And we went to work every day trying to make a good movie for those fans. And somewhere along the lines, those fans grew, and we're just excited that they liked the movie.
When they first
it would really suck if they didn't like the movie and all these people hated us.
Well, when they first came to you and they said, we want you to play Dr. Carlisle Cullen, did you say, nah, I'm the lead. Check me out. I can be that guy. Or did you just love this character right at the top?
You know, if I was 10 years younger, I would have loved to get a crack at Edward, but I kind of felt like where I was right now, Carlisle made the most sense. And I really do like Carlisle. I mean, he's the founder of this coven. He's the patriarch. He's the rock of this family. And it's a fun character to play.
I can't let you go before you give me one story on something crazy that's happened to you from one of these Twilight fan lovers. Give me one of the wacky things.
The only weird story I can give you, and it's not that weird, but it still makes me think. I was on the streets of New York shooting Nurse Jackie, and I was on the phone, and somebody came over and said, this woman came over with her dog, and she said, can I get a picture with you? And I said, yeah, sure. I said, just hold on one second. I'm going to finish up this phone call. And I went to finish up the phone call. She started walking away. And I said, do you want a picture? And she goes, no, it's okay. It was for my dog. I don't know what that means.
We're way over time, but I can't let you go without mentioning the cult classic right here on Fox. Van Ray, Fastlane. Do people still come up to you and say, dude, I love that show?
Thanks. You know, people still want to know what happened to Tiffany Thiessen's character. She's stuck in some warehouse somewhere. We kind of left off on a cliffhanger. I feel really bad about that.
Hey, it's great talking to you, Peter. Continued success. I can't wait for the next one. And I know people are going to be on me, but
thanks.
If you haven't seen these, you've got to check them out. They're great.
Thanks, man.
New Moon's still in theaters, and I'm telling you, I've caught a lot of grief over liking these movies. But if not me, Fitzgibbon, at least listen to Peter Facinelli's brother-in-law, huh?
I guess so.